G'day guys, Dill here. This should not come as a surprise to anyone given he's one of the biggest and best sports broadcasts in Australia, but Brian Taylor's podcast, Life of Brian, is absolutely flying at the moment. Recently he's had on James Brayshaw, Tony Jones, his nephew and Sydney midfielder James Rowbottom, and even horse teeth Tommy Sheridan. Life of Brian is not just about the guests, it also provides a great insight behind the scenes of the football media and BT's life away from the mic. He's a very, very quirky man. Who would have thought picking up sticks is so important? The show is hosted by his son Harrison, and it's fair to say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree because Harrison gives Brian a run for his money. Life of Brian is a Clubby Sports podcast, and it should be in your rotation. IllyXX.
Clubby Sports.
I didn't really realise that at the time, but everything that happened with me mum and other things in life, it all sort of... I don't know how to explain, but I went to a doctor and he just said, look, everything that's happened in your life before, you'd never really resolved. All this has all happened again. It's all built up and you're just going through similar things, even though it's not the exact same, but the similar mindset, the similar heartbreak that you had with your mum, just the similar heartbreak you've had now, it's just all added up and crashed down. And he just said, mate, I reckon you've got depression and we're going to diagnose you with depression. You're going to go see people. I'm going to put the steps in place for you to... talk to people and we're going to move on with this. And I was that far out. For some reason, I had a lot of embarrassment at the time. I went home and just started bawling my eyes out to my roommate, Aaron Booth, and he's just like, what's up? And I said, man, I've just been diagnosed with depression. And he said, it's okay. Like, you know, you're going to fix it. And I was like, no, I'm embarrassed. Like, how can, you know, the popular kid at school, I had a lot of friends, I was the footy player, you know, all the footy players at school, probably the same as you in your school, they're all the popular kids, they have a lot of friends, they get the girls. Like, I was just like, how does that, I go from that to this, you know, I don't want to walk the streets anymore, I don't want to go be seen by anyone, you know, but no one knows what's going on. But in my head, I was just like, I don't want to go out, I want to go see near anyone. Just the embarrassment, and I was just so upset that that could have happened to me. Because I just had no idea what it was and what it meant for me to move forward. And like you were saying before, like when you're going to see your psychic, whatever,
yeah,
whoever you see, you just feel like every time you go there, you're sweet. But then afterwards, you're like, I needed that. Every time I go there, I felt like the days leading into it to go see the counsellor, I was like, no, I don't need it anymore, I don't need it anymore. But then going in and then they make me feel and recognise what actually is happening. I'm like, oh, okay, this is why I come to see you.
Thanks for listening to another Clubby Sports podcast. If you like this episode and you're looking for something else to listen to next, I've added a link in the show notes to another episode that I think you will love. Make sure you're following us on Instagram at Dylan Friends, on TikTok at Dylan Friends, and if you want to send something in for the show or chat to us on the minis, any bit of feedback, please email me at mailbag@dylanfriends.com. And we'll chat to you soon. IllyXX, thank you so much.